Hello, today is November 24th, 2017, and we are here in Kansas City. We have just been to the World War I National Museum and had a little snack, and I'm coercing everyone in our group to share a thought of something that they learned from the museum. So I learned, one of the neatest areas was a little audio booth where you could play sound, quote, like voices, and you could listen to the music and poems and things. And I really found it interesting to listen to the part that talked about Vladimir Lenin and how Germany actually smuggled him back into Russia after the Bolsheviks had successfully killed the Tsar. Well, I don't know if it was the Bolsheviks that did, but whoever did for the Russian Revolution killed the Tsar and his family, and they smuggled him in with the idea of foiling the nascent democracy in Russia and getting Russia out of the war so that could end and close that front. Anyway, I didn't know about that before. I will pass it to Dad.
There were many highlights, but the one I have in mind right now was one of the ambulances used in World War I, and the side of it was painted American Field Service. Of course, that was the beginning of AFS and our ties in with that, with Wes's trip to New Zealand and Wes and Trudy being president of the Manhattan High AFS Club. So let's go into Sarah.
Hello. One of my favorite parts was there was a visual representation of trench warfare, and there was a British one, a French one, and then a German one. So that was just very interesting because they had little cubicle, little areas for you to like see in, and they had sounds and like gun shots going and narration also. So I really enjoyed that part. Here's Alexander.
One part that I enjoyed was sitting in, they had booths with recordings of the voices of many of the leaders during World War I and many of the popular songs and poems written about the Great War. And I found listening to those very interesting.
So if you ever find yourself in or near Kansas City, we highly recommend checking out the World War I Museum. And it is the National Museum. There's really not anything else like it anywhere in the United States.